the Montreal Burger Report with your heroes,
Chris Z-Man and Rich E-Toy Edelstein.
And I make hamburgers, I get all the girls, and I take them out to dinner, and when I give them all the world. And if they work, I keep them. If they don't, I keep them too, but I teach them all how to be dirty girls, like you.
Good day, and welcome to episode 96. Of the Montreal Burger Report. In last week's episode, your heroes, Chris
Zeke
Hand and Rick
E. Coli
Edelstein, imitated Epic Mealtime.
At our Epic Mealtime, we eat our burgers. We eat all our burgers.
While discussing the architecture of the burger at the Montreal Hamburger Institution, known as La Paris. As we begin this week's installment, Zeke is waiting for his second burger, a special, to arrive.
That looks pretty good. I don't like the dressing too much, but...
How does it compare to the Tous Les Jours salad?
I was thinking about Tous Les Jours salad, and I think Tous Les Jours had the best deal on a salad in the city. Mm-hmm. That was a phenomenal salad. It was very, very generous. For the $4 and what, $4.50 for that burger, that salad? It was a whole dinner plate, had a lot of veggies on it, a lot of not just lettuce, a lot of tomatoes and cucumbers, fresh snipped dill, that really made it. This one's a lot of chopped frisé green, some red cabbage, and a lot of grated carrots.
What do you think's taking so long with this burger?
With what, your burger?
Yeah, this one's taking way longer than the first one.
No, not at all.
Zeke's right. Coli is wrong. The first burger has arrived in 13 minutes, 34 seconds, and 922 thousandths of a second. And while he doesn't know it yet, Zeke's second burger, a special, will take 14 minutes, 35 seconds, and 887 thousandths of a second to arrive. 60 seconds. And 895 thousandths of a second more, or a full 7.5% longer.
Yeah. Now I do like it with the microphone. I can record how long it takes to get the hamburgers down to the thousandth of a second.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's funny. Lemonade was not as good as usual. The citrus tasted old.
Too bad.
Which was too bad. Because usually it's pretty good. So crumble factor, it's a rather dense burger, but it doesn't crumble, it holds well together.
Yeah, and I like that you can still see the grain though.
It hasn't been overly manipulated. I think we have a single medium grind going on here.
And there is no crust to speak of.
On the burger, yeah. That's kind of unfortunate. It's amazing how potato-y these fries taste, huh? They're excellent. Oh, there you go.
Merci beaucoup.
You ready for the next one after that?
We'll see.
Oh, so you know what? You wanted to photograph your own damn special, didn't you?
You guys want dessert, coffee, something?
I'll take a coffee. They're good fries, though. Yeah, I love the fries. They really do, huh?
So are the grilled onions on the regular as well?
I don't know. Why, is there...
It is.
Oh, yeah. But they're not caramelized.
Nope.
So what do you think? The cream cheese, is that overly present? But it gives it a nice creamy taste.
I've got some more consistency. And it's the sort of texture and consistency that it gives as opposed to a flavor.
Yeah.
It's also the sort of thing that, because there's only one patty on this, it's obviously much, much more stable.
Yeah.
And yet, contrary to the mayonnaise on the bottom of the double,
right,
cream cheese has actually got a stickiness that
holds it together.
High friction coefficiency or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The sort of thing, the cream cheese reminds me of Montreal Kitchenette's pimento cheese.
Oh, that was so good. I love that pimento cheese.
Like I said, it's the consistency, the squishy stuff that I'm not used to at all.
Do you know pimento cheese is something you make? It's not something that you buy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was good cheese.
But no, this one is much more stable. The... Yeah, it's much more... What would it be?
Balanced?
Not balanced, but discreet. It's not as in your face.
Yeah, but I mean, the vegetables have their presence. The meat has its presence. It holds well together. Mm-hmm. It's still slippery, but I mean, that one's much juicier than mine is. Mine was.
That's probably.
The only thing I find is that the bacon is very strong, and it kind of eclipses the taste of the meat at times. Mm-hmm.
Having come from the double.
Yeah.
Where everything was just large, loud, buggish. It was like the burger was shouting.
Yeah.
This is one that's a burger that's talking at sort of normal
tones.
Normal, yeah. Yes.
Gotcha. Is it a romantic burger?
That's amore.
This is a two-handed burger.
Yeah.
There's nothing romantic about this. This is a burger in its pure form with cream cheese and onions on it. But hey, what the hell? It works.
No, in order to have a romantic burger, you got to get to a place.
He's dying to know what we're doing.
No, romantic burger, you got to have candlelight. Got to have cloth napkins.
Zeke, this is a concept that exists only in your mind.
That's amore.
They approach it with a wine.
If I brought my wife out to dinner and I said, honey, we're having burgers, my nuts would probably be sore, you know, for a week.
Little does E. coli know. If you listen closely next week.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
I'm going to have an LLJ. You don't want a coffee? You want a coffee?
No. I'm going to have... Is it lemonade or milk? Lemonade.
Lemonade's not that great.
No. What else do I have to drink?
I don't know.
Don't want another glass of wine.
Okay, go for a glass of wine.
I don't want
it. Oh, you don't want it.
No, it's, never had one of their milkshakes. I would imagine those are very good.
Oh, God. Two burgers and a milkshake? Can I get you an angioplasty for Christmas? I'll have a triple.
Triple?
No, I'm kidding. Could I get an LLJ, please?
Yes.
And what else do you have to drink other than lemonade? Do you have milkshakes?
Actually, can I see the menu again?
Sorry?
You want an LLJ, and can I see the menu again?
Yes.
So how's the coffee?
I'd like to say it's good, but it kind of tastes like rubber. But I need a coffee. It's doing the trick. It's too bad. It could have been excellent, but I'm not a big fan of this one. Patties are cooked on a griddle.
How are they made?
Handmade.
You think they're handmade?
Definitely.
Okay.
Patty cake, baker's man.
Now, that was the thing that Jelly Foo showed me why they looked like it was machine made.
Why?
This is an old top of a Skippy can.
Oh,
Skippy
really?
Jar.
Oh, that's funny.
Just sticks it in, comes out perfectly circular.
That's funny.
Our heroes decide to forego the milkshake and get the bill instead.
How much do I owe you?
Separate?
Altogether.
Okay,
okay. I gotta get some double bubble.
Okay. You get some double bubble.
Yummy. Oh, this grape. My favorite. Hey, Nico?
I have a large fry. In total, that's $47.79. You need a receipt?
Yeah. Apple, grape. The grape's the best.
Three specials at $7.50 each. A double at $8.95. Espresso at $2.50. Side salad $3.75. And coast cake at $4.25 for a subtotal of $41.95. With the taxes, it comes to $47.79.
Thank you. 27 plus 5. Let's call it $6.
$5.
$5.
No? Yep.
Okay. Oh, no.
This is perfect.
Are you okay? Okay.
And then, if I wanted to call to interview the owner, who would I ask for?
Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
Okay, and when is she around?
She'll be here in February.
In February?
Yeah,
February.
Because she's so rich now, she travels all
over
the world.
Oh, lucky stiff. Okay.
For some reason, yeah, she took the month off.
So she comes beginning of February?
Yeah.
No problem. Okay.
So that accounts for why it's called La Paris.
Now we know.
Uh-huh.
Which one did you like more, the first burger or the last one?
First one.
First one?
Yeah, no, it's I'm not a big fan of cream cheese.
Cream, get on top.
And
cream, you will come.
It was like the wine, where it was the sort of thing where it just was very, very unassuming. And the double burger had way more sort of flavor. It was in your face. It was aggressive.
That was the thing I was gonna say. The one that I had, I thought it was, you know, didn't have all the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what's the word in English. Insipid or in not flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel it.
Yes.
It was
mm-hmm.
a little.
Yeah, no. The double was definitely very flavorful. It's what I'm used to as well.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
But the bun was very nice.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why I'm able to eat two burgers, is because I don't eat fries. But this is one of the places where I do eat the fries.
Thank you very much for listening to episode 96 of the Montreal Burger Report, where your heroes, Zeke and E. Coli, ate a bunch of specials and a double, and then paid their bill at the Montreal institution known as La Paris. Where are they going to go next? Will Mrs. E. Coli really be there? And what about the fries? Find the answer to these and other questions next week in episode 97 of the Montreal Burger Report. Same burger time, same burger channel.
Holy jackpot!
La Paris is located at 302 Ontario East. They're open Tuesday to Saturday from 11 until 11. Their phone number is 514-842-2040, and the website is laparise.com. In a nutshell, the Montreal Burger Report is a reality radio show, kind of like Top Cat.
Top Cat, the most effectual Top Cat.
Meets the film Tampopo.
初めての本格食べ物活劇.
At Newtown.
Jacques has a restaurant in Montreal. It's called Newtown. And that's what his name, Villeneuve, means in English. Villeneuve, Newtown.
It is a radio show and a podcast where Zeke and E. Coli go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and talk about them and to the people who make them. There is a new episode available every Wednesday morning at montrealburgers.com and on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com.
If you would like to write to us, our email address is montrealburgers@gmail.com. The Montreal Burger Report is your source for the most in-depth and comprehensive coverage about hamburgers, cheeseburgers, both with and without bacon in Montreal. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zekant. We would like to thank CKUT for their support, the Whitlams for the music, Chris Gobai and Sabrina Santucci for the voices in your head, and you for listening.